The Timber Sales Project area covers a large portion of the western side of Kuprinov, encompassing over 230 square miles of the sparsely populated island. The sale could mean a harvest of anywhere between 28 to 70 million board feet, the equivalent of enough wood to build anywhere from 3,000 to 7,000 homes. It's a broad range of alternatives. Petersburg District Ranger Chris Savage says that's meant to give the agency flexibility.
And I think, you know, with the economic conditions that we're seeing right now, especially with the current timber market, we just felt that, you know, we would like as much opportunity as possible to be sitting on the shelves, you know, so that we have the greatest flexibility depending on what the market conditions look for in the near future.
Savage says the more valuable old-growth timber is scattered across that part of Kuprinov Island, so there's more distance between proposed timber harvest units, more miles of road needed to access the timber, and all that means higher costs for a company to cut the wood and then truck and barge it to a sawmill. There are ways that the agency can improve the sales value for a buyer, but as it stands now, a timber company would end up losing money on it. That's a major concern for industry representatives like Alaska Forest Association board member George Woodbury. He says the Central Kuprinov sale needs some changes.
Nobody's going to go after a sale that's $120 or $90 or $70, $80 deficit like these alternatives are. They got to come up with a different alternative that produces positive timber, or takes pieces of this plan that you can make positive.
Woodbury says AFA will suggest ways to reduce the cost for a logging company.
You could concentrate the harvest in some areas and make larger units, and so you can reduce the amount of road for accessing the volume, and then reduce the amount of movement from unit to unit that you would have with these scattered small units that are in the sale now.
The agency's preferred alternative would mean a harvest of 70 million board feet of timber and construction or reconstruction of over 25 miles of road. The majority of the timber would be clear cut, and the agency estimates the sale could create over 300 jobs from the timber harvest and road building. The cost of all the road work is expected to top $6 million. Forest Service's Savage says the sale would use an approach that hasn't been used too many times on the Tagus before, namely using money from the sale of timber to create other job opportunities. The jobs would be tailored for the community of Cake, which is facing tough economic times with a high cost of living and a lack of work. Savage says the jobs would be targeted at local or tribal governments in Cake, such as the Organized Village of Cake.
We chose projects that we thought, you know, what could a small group like OVK or the city or maybe a private entity could start up out of Cake. And so we weren't going too elaborate where they would have to bring in a lot of extra equipment or specialized equipment. So we were just keeping it things pretty simple and basic.
The contract work could include road and trail maintenance, fisheries and hydrology work, invasive plant control, or tree thinning projects. Conservation groups like the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council would like to see some of the contract work happen, especially replacement of existing road culverts that can impede fish passage. But SEAC spokesman Mark Gannat does not want that work to depend on the sale of timber.
So to say you're going to use the money from the timber sale to pay for restoration projects kind of leaves you wondering where that money's going to come from if the sale itself isn't supposed to make any money. You know, we would rather have them show that emphasis that these jobs, creating jobs in the forest, doing restoration projects, you know, fixing the eight red culverts that are already in the upper Castle River should be their priority, as opposed to putting a timber sale as a priority, restoration depending on that.
The sale would mean new road crossings and watersheds of several major salmon streams, including Castle River and Hamilton Creek. They are areas that have already seen logging, but Gannat says the Forest Service should not jeopardize the salmon habitat with more harvest.
Castle River is just such a great fish-producing river. I mean, it produces a significant amount of salmon, you know, and other wildlife that live off of there. It's just a really special place. And so I think that, you know, in areas like that, they should really be careful just trying to put things on the shelf. I think it would be better to go in and try to manage that area for the resource that is most viable to the communities, which would be the salmon, as opposed to putting it on the shelf for some potential thing in the future.
As part of the environmental review for the sale, the Forest Service has done assessments of the Kupernov fish habitat. District Ranger Savage says they are trying to minimize any impacts to the streams.
Found out that both of those drainages, especially Hamilton, are in really good condition. They're very healthy watersheds. And so, you know, we took that into account in determining where we were going to move forward with the timber sale units as well, especially on the Castle River side, knowing that, you know, with the, you know, the strong fisheries that that stream system holds, you know, we wanted to minimize anything over there as well.
The draft environmental impact statement, which details potential impacts on fish habitat, subsistence deer hunting, and other issues, is available online at the Forest Service's Tongass website. The 45-day comment period on the draft timber sale environmental document ends February 2nd. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.